Hello, everyone, and welcome to Crypto, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Well, at the moment, we're talking about our pathways to employment for people with disability. I have my co-producer, Jonathan. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hello.
It's always good to have you on the show. So, Jonathan, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about your employment journey.
Well, I guess I just finished uni last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I had one uni internship and one paid internship.
Okay, so yeah, you've just entered an internship straight after finishing your graduation, which was last year. A big congratulations to you, Jonathan. Welcome to the show, David. Tell us a bit about your experience on getting into employment.
Look, I applied for a lot to a lot of jobs, but no one wants to give you a chance until you meet people that know you and people that know people, and then they help each other. I end up working in a factory.
Yes, I guess the only way for a person with visual impairment is to get into the system is through connection. For me, it was a bit of a challenge getting to employment. It did take a while. Having graduated from university some time ago, I think a few years after, about six, trying to find a suitable employment. And so I went from one job to another. But it wasn't necessarily the job I wanted, nor the job I studied for. So it made it, you know, hard for me to get into the system. And so I had to work my way around, you know, getting a voluntary experience or getting experience in general, but also volunteering as well. And from there, I slowly built my way up to, you know, getting employment.
You've got employment, but did you end up getting all the needs you want in the employment? Like, I know you're in a wheelchair, disability toilet.
Yeah, no. That's a very good question, David.
Was that a problem because this disability toilet has to be implemented and other things?
Yes, yes. So the next question is, what are the challenges for people with disability getting into employment? So, when I got into employment, I found that, you know, someone was willing to give me a job, so through word of mouth, which is, like you said, David, connection is the way to go. And so, look at my qualifications. I was suitable for the job. And so, I went into an office space in Southwest Sydney. And ideally, they did implement a ramp because I am a wheelchair user, a powered wheelchair user. And so, they implemented the ramp that will allow me to get into the building, allow me to go into the office and have access to the system. Now, like you said, David, the only thing that's a barrier in my workplace is the bathroom. It's not very accessible to me. And so I'm unable to, you know, close the door behind me because it's very narrow and not spacious enough to fit my wheelchair in. So now I have to relocate to the next building in order to use the bathroom. And that's a long time. That takes about 20 minutes of my working time just to use the bathroom. And so it's things like this that, you know, need to be implemented, you know, especially for people to sweat.
Yeah, well, when I was working, they actually, because I was blind, they actually accommodated for me also with tactile indicators and a disability toilet.
Nice. That's awesome. See, workplaces need to be inclusive.
Yes. And also a laptop with software for people with audio descriptive software.
Oh, screen reader.
And scanner for the visually impaired.
Yeah, for the visually impaired. Yep. That's the way to go. I'm making them more accessible and inclusive for people with disability when you're in the workplace.
And the government actually helps.
Yes, so there are funding opportunities out there. If you're unable to fund for accessible needs, yes, the government's there for you. So yeah, like I said, ideally for a person that's really impaired, I mean a screen reader, but also having tactile indicators and accessible, you know, bathrooms. Yeah, to make the workplace more inclusive, especially for people that are on wheelchairs and other disabilities as well. Also, attitudes need to be addressed in the workplace. There's not us and them, but rather a we in the workplace. We should be, you know, part of the team. And so, we should be made to feel comfortable and adjusted to the workplace. Not be secluded or treated otherwise because of our needs.
Yeah, well, when I was in the workplace, they treated me like as one of them. And if I ever wanted a coffee, they'll just make it for me. Not that I can make it myself. And they'll treat me as one of them. Just a general worker.
Nice.
And I'll accommodate for one of my needs to make sure I can work without incident.
Yeah, no, I did it. The workplace I work in is, I got an amazing team. Both of the workplace environments I work in, I am, you know, surrounded by an amazing team that, you know, I guess cater to my needs, but also make me feel a part of the team, which, yeah, I think is the most important thing. You need to belong. And that's all we need more of, you know, in the workplace. People with disability, yeah, you know, have the right to work just like everybody else. And so we need to, I guess, make sure, you know, we get people with disability into employment. You know, give them the opportunity, give them a fair go. Because I heard that from the statistics, there's a low rate of people that are employed with a disability. And that needs to change.
Well, see, when I was once working in a different factory, at first, I had all people that were disabled were there, but the rates weren't that good. You used to do little stuff and
how much did you get paid?
Oh, probably sometimes $15 a week, $40 a week.
Well, $15 a week.
Yeah, like it depends on what I've done. Like, seriously, and everyone there had a disability, and you start to talk like them, so. So I had to get out of there, and I found employment with people with a business with which actually I had decent pay.
Ideally, $15 a week is like $2.14 a day.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you do, and because it's
no, it doesn't matter what you do.
I don't know. It's one of those.
It's labor. And you get paid $2.14 a day.
Yeah.
It's not right.
I know. It was many years ago, but it's one of those factories that all the people are disabled and they want cheap labor.
Did you stay in the disability support pension?
Yeah, the disability support pension.
Okay, so you're on the disability support pension?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter regardless. The minimum working wage is 23. $23 an hour. That's a huge difference when we talk about $2.41 a day.
It's funded by the government sort of thing. I don't know. Apparently they give you that much because when you're on the disability support pension, once you go over a certain amount, they start to deduct your pension.
Yeah, but $2.41 a day, that will barely reach the minimum for, you know, reporting to settling.
I don't know exactly how much I got back then, but it was just barely enough to affect my pension.
Yeah, yeah. And look, it's not right. It's not right.
I know it's not right, but
having a disability or not, everyone should get paid equally.
Exactly. Everyone should get paid equally.
Getting paid $2.41 a day, a day. Any final thoughts, David, before we wrap up?
My final thoughts is people should employ people with disability. Give them a go. If they're good for them, put them on. If they're not, at least give them a try. Give them equal pay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely true, David. I agree. It's important to give them a figure, even if allowing them to volunteer and then giving them the opportunity to for paid work is the way to go to make it more inclusive and identify. Like you can make an organization more inclusive.
Also, if they do give people with disability a go, they get subsidized by the government too.
Oh yeah, so it works in favor of these organizations.
Do you think subsidies encourage businesses to hire people short term or long term?
Ah, so subsidies, yeah.
Do we believe if subsidies encourage people to employ people with disability for long term or short term?
I think they are dealing for short term, but if a person has the potential to get into employment, that should get out of the subsidiary, programs and be contracted to the organization.
Well, like I think, at the end, once a person with disability starts to work there and they start to become like the family.
Yes.
And they end up being like family and they end up starting to work long term. Because they get used to them and they know the way they work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they see how useful they are. Because you got to remember, people with disabilities aren't just disabled. They get ideas and they know what other people think and the best ways to get, like they do it, they think different from different perspectives.
True. Any final thoughts from either of you?
Well, my final thoughts is give us a go. You won't be sad.
Yep, I agree. And you, Jonathan? Yes, of course. Very important. Thank you, everyone. I give you one quick shot. Your weekly podcast service is Disability. Join us next week as we talk about issues related to disability. But for now, goodbye.
Goodbye.